chapter 15.
Hold on! Hold on!
Sasha yelled. She'd locked her hands around Bezog's waist and now began feeding him power.
I'm with you.
They'd followed the floating city for 3 days, trying to keep up as it moved swiftly beneath the clouds. The dragons that hauled it along paid them so little mind that for a long time Bezog had no reason to believe they even saw them. Then they had struck. Huddled inside a small ravine in the hills, Bezog secured them with his shield. It had begun to crack under the blistering heat. Dragons dove from the air, blasting fire one right after the other.
We have to find a way out of here, Brenwar yelled. Pilpin, find us a hole.
The grizzled dwarf wound up his warhammer. Beside him, Ben reloaded his bow.
Let them have it!
He released the hammer. Ben shot his bow. The warhammer shattered the teeth of a diving gray scaler. An exploding arrow busted the wing of another. Both dragons spun out of control and slammed into the rocky slopes of the mountain.
For Morgan lizards!
Another series of flames danced and sizzled on Bezog's shield. Gripping the Elderwood staff with all his might, he summoned more power. The cracks in the shield strengthened. Above, in the nooks in the rock, Shum and Hoven went to work with their dragon needles, jabbing at anything that came close enough to attack, keeping some of the smaller, crawling dragons at bay.
Father!
Rary said, brandishing his sword.
Let me fight!
No, son, stay back.
But
I said no.
Brenwar!
Ben said, firing another shot.
What about your hammer? Guzan!
Brenwar yelled. He dashed away and disappeared over the edge of the ravine.
Get back here!
Ben yelled.
You'll get slaughtered out there!
He looked back at Bezog.
I have to go after him.
Don't,
Bezog said, starting his argument. But Ben was already dashing out of the ravine. Rary followed, lithe as a gazelle.
Rary, come back.
Rary,
Sasha screamed after her son.
No.
She released Bezog, stumbled over the loose stones in the ravine, and fell. Pain erupted in her face.
Sasha,
Bezog said, reaching out for her. A roar of flame coated the shield. The bright orange, blistering flames blinded his eyes. A bolt of lightning lanced through the shield, and again it began to crack. Another bright blast came, shattering the shield into shards and knocking Bezog from his feet. Numb and shaking, he rolled off his back and tried to gather his feet. Strong hands hoisted him up. He looked back and saw Samaz.
Look!
Samaz said, with wide, fear-filled eyes.
Mother!
20 feet away, Sasha was hemmed in by a pair of dragons, a blue streak and a gray scaler, each standing one head taller than Sasha. Tongues licked from their mouths, and angry hisses came forth. Brow buckled, Bezog unleashed power from the Elderwood staff. A blinding bolt of intense golden power erupted from the staff, incinerating the gray scaler. The blue streak darted away. Bezog and Samaz rushed over to Sasha and helped her stand. Her robes were torn, and one knee was bleeding.
Are you all right?
Yes,
she said, dusting off her robes.
I should have been able to handle that. What a fool I am. I had a spell on my lips and could not...
A great shadow filled the ravine, and all parties looked up. A large sky raider descended, its great paws wide open. In an instant, Bezog finally realized his shield was gone. The scales on the beast's chest became bright like flame, and it blasted the ravine with an ear-splitting roar. Covering his ears, Bezog fell to his knees. Sasha was shaking, and the heat alone from the great dragon's breath was suffocating. A snort of flame shot from its nose, and the blackness of its massive maw began to glow.
Do something, father!
Sama said. Bezog's thoughts went blank.
Did you find it?
Ben said to Brenwar, bow ready, eyeing the sky.
No!
Brenwar yelled, ripping a small tree out of the earth. A dragon burst from the foliage, little bigger than him, its mouth filled with flames that began to gush out. Brenwar stuffed the small tree into its mouth.
Chew on that, fire breather!
A copper dragon head emerged from the woodland and dashed into the clearing. Its tail swiped the ground and lifted Brenwar from his feet. Brenwar's head cracked a rock.
I've had enough of you, lizards!
He snatched up the rock his head had broken and hurled it at the dragon. The monster slithered aside and pounced on Brenwar. Claws tore at his eyes and limbs. Its tail curled around his throat.
Now you're making me mad!
Brenwar spat at the beast. He cocked back his arm and punched it with all the power of his bracer. The dragon hissed. Acid flames dripped from its mouth. But the stubborn monster held on, dripping acid onto Brenwar's armor so that it sizzled and burned holes in his now smoking beard.
Now you've done it!
The dragon's ribs cracked, making tree-like splintering sounds. Its body softened and wavered. Its tail went slack around his neck. Brenwar grabbed its tail and slung the 200-pound dragon like a man slinging a cat. It crashed into a tree and moved no more. Nearby, Ben loosed another arrow into a dragon's neck, dropping it from the sky. The warrior locked eyes with him and knocked another arrow.
Brenwar, look out!
Out of nowhere, a grayscaler pounced on his back, driving him face first to the ground.
Blasted lizards!
Fighting to regain his footing and ignoring the clawing at his back, Brenwar twisted over. He shoved the limp form of the dragon off him.
What happened?
He said.
I didn't even hit it.
And then he noticed Rary. The young part-elf warrior brushed his light hair from his eyes, staring at the blood on his sword.
I killed it,
Rary said, staring down at the dragon.
With my sword.
Brenwar got up on his feet.
You did well, part of a part-elf. Now stop gawking and help me find my hammer.
His eyes scoured the landscape.
There it is.
Making his way toward the brush, he stopped and picked up his warhammer. Above, a great dragon blotted out the light of the sun and landed over the ravine. Another one circled over the first.
Sultans of Sulphur,
Ben said.
Not another one.
We have to get back,
Rary said.
Mother and father are up there.